This daf test. So we got to the very last line of Chesem and Beis. The Gemara had suggested a few different approaches to what the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim were in the Mishnah when it comes to a situation of Motzi Shemra, whether you have 3 or 23 Dayanim. So each of them was its own sugi in its own right. The Gemara is going to go make a few other suggestions how to explain this machlokas. So the Gemara says again, the last line of Chesem and Beis, Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Omar could go, and the situation is the Asu Bei Malakos velo astru be ktala. Situation where they gave hasra, we know the death penalty for a woman, anara murasa, who's with another man, shizinsa, she has a chiyah misa. She only gets a misa if they give a hasra, that if what you're about to do is a chiyah misa, then she'll get killed. But in this situation, they gave the hasra for malakos, that you're going to only get lashes, and not a hasra for the death penalty. So what's the machlokas here? So kamithal gibe plugs of the Rabbi Yishmael v'Rabbanim. This is another machlokas we have in the Mishnah, our very Mishnah here. The Tanan Makos b'shlosha mishum Rabbi Yishmael amru be'esim b'shlosha. So in other words, this is a case of malkos. The halacha is if you give someone a warning on malkos, even though it really should be misa, you give a warning for malkos. That Rashi explains here, the malkos works as well. So just look at the Rashi for a second. The asri be malkos lo asri be ktala. When you warn her that she's about to be zinsa, she's going to get malkos, you say to her, so then she vada can't get killed because she wasn't warned on getting killed. She was warned on getting malkos. Every single Mises Bezdin, whether it's Avodah Zarah, whether it's Shabbos, all of them has a lav attached to it. Los ha'sekom loch b'Shabbos, there's always a lav attached to it. Ukesavar lav shenitein lazars bezdin lo kinalav. If there's a lav that really should be Mises Bezdin attached to it, Shabbos should have a chiv skila. Avodah Zarah should have a chiv skila. If the warning goes for malkos, then we paskin lo kinalav. You can give malkos. Now that's a big machlokus in Maseches Makos whether we hold that way. But this man damer hold lav shenitein lazars Mises Bezdin. If you give malkos hasra for malkos, we say lo kinalav. Ki asu be malkos v'lo ktala. So that's machlok. So in essence, this case becomes just a case of malkos here, because they warned her about malkos, not about misa. And the machlok is whether there's 3 or 23 is the same exact machlok as the Mishnah itself says. Whenever there's a case of malkos, one opinion, the Tanakhama says shlosha, and Rabbi Shmuel says 23. So now the question, of course, you're asking, so why repeat this same halacha twice in the very same Mishnah? If this case of Moti Shemra is in essence just a case of malkos, why is it repeated? So that's how the Bach asks this question. I don't remember what he said. They quoted here at the bottom, I imagine. Let's see. Yes, so the Bach asks this question, what's the need for this? Madua hutzrachu ha-mishna lahavi shtei machlokas ala malkos, the same exact thing. So he answers that machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbanon about 3 and 23 of malkos in general, it's only a debate about a lav shelo nitein lazar Mises Bezdin. A lav that does not have the option of Mises Bezdin, a lav that's for a lav. But maybe when it came to a lav shenitein lazar Bezdin, that really should be receiving a capital punishment, maybe in this case everyone agrees it requires 23 only, because it's really a capital punishment type of avera, even though they're only giving malkos. So even in this case, a moti shemra, there's a machlokas 3 versus 23. Okay, that's all the suggestion of that was Rav Ashi. Comes along Ravina now. Ravina Amar Kigon Shinim Te Echad Min Ha'edim Karov Upasol. What happens is that you have a kind of Edim who come, and Rashi explained it's a situation where there's 3 or 4 or more Edim. One of them becomes Pasol, or he's a Karov. So now that aid is going to be Pasol. How will it impact the rest of the kind of Edim? So you don't need him because you have two others standing there. You don't really need him. Or do we say, Nims Echad Mem Karapasel, that the entire cat is thrown out the window? So the Gemara explains as follows. Ukamiflagi biplugso de Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Virebi, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. So this is another machlokas we have in the Maseches Makos about Rabbi Yosi, between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi. What's the machlokas? The Tanan. The Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lo Bashlishi Elala Hachmer Lava, Lasos Dino, Kiyote Ba'el. The third, the Pasuk says, Shnei or Shlosh Edim, what's the need for Shlosh? Once you have 2 Edim, so certainly 3 Edim are, we'll follow their testimony. What's the need for 3? To be Machmer on him, that if they're found to be Edim Zomim, not only are we going to give the 2 necessary Edim that we would have needed, Edim Zomim, or we did give them the punishment, but even the third guy, he gets dragged in there as well, even though we don't really need him, he's going to get punished. So the Gemara explains further, a very important Musar here. Im kein anusha kasev es a nitbal laovri avera, keovri avera himself. Those who assist the ovri avera, those who are not even needed, those who are just involved with ovri avera, they're simply nitbal, they're tuffel, they're secondary, yet they receive the punishment as if they actually violated the avera. So then, alachas kama vakama, how much more so should we take into account sheshalim schar as a nitbal, that one receives a schar reward, even though he's only on the periphery of performing a mitzvah, lo'ose mitzvah, ko'ose mitzvah. One who's only nitbal is considered as if he's actually doing the mitzvah, how much more so should he receive schar? And we know the schar of something is greater than the onesh of something bad. So there's going to be much more schar for one who's involved to whatever extent in a mitzvah. Fine. So that's what Rabbi Kiva's Musar lesson is. And then he writes, Mashnaim nimse echad mehem karuv apostle, a dusan betela. If there are two people, and one of them found to be a karuv or apostle, so then you can't have one guy standing. So in essence, that edus is thrown out the window. So af shlosha, so too, when you have three edim, even though that third guy is only nitbal, he's not necessary. The lach is nimse echad mehem karuv apostle. If one of the three edim are found to be apostle, a dusan betela. We throw out the entire kat of edim. Uminayin shafilu meil. Let's say you have 100 guys, 99 are perfect edim. One of the 100 is a karuv apostle. How do you know even in that case you throw out the entire kat of 100? Tamalomer edim. I don't care the number. One guy in the kat of edim ruins the rest of the mix. So that's Rabbi Kiva's understanding that a third guy is going to nimse echad karuv apostle. So a dusan betela. So in that shita of Rabbi Kiva, there's a further machlokas. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Bamed Dvar Mamurim, when do we say Nimtze Echad Karuv Apostle Edusam Betela? That's only Bedinei Nefashos. And the reason why Bedinei Nefashos, Rashi says, look at Rashi, seven narrow lines up, because Dirachman Amar, the Torah says, Vitzilu Ha'eda, that the Eda, the Bezdin, is trying to save the guy from being killed. The Mahadrina Nebasar Zechus Lebatel Ha'edis. We try the best we can to throw out the Edis. We don't want to kill anyone, even though he may have done something wrong. Lo Yahareg Lohu Vlohem. No one should be killed, not the Baldin and not the Edim for being Edim's omen. We try to protect everyone. So that's when it comes to Dinei Nefashos, we're very makil and throwing out Edis. That's why we say Nimse Echad Karuv Apostle Edusa Betela. Aval, says Rabbi Yossi, when it comes to Dinei Mamonas, where no one's going to be killed, the Dinei Mamonas case, it's a monetary issue. So then, Tiskaim Edus Bashar. If you have one of the three Edim puzzle, you just throw that one guy out, but the other two guys can remain good witnesses. So that's the Shita Rabbi Yossi, only the Gabe Dinei Nefashos. But then comes along Rabbi Omer, Echa Dinei Mamonas, Echa Dinei Nefashos. This is true across the board, even by Dinei Mamonas, we say Nimtze Echad Karuv Apostle Edusan Betela. Fine. So how do we connect this to the Sugya? So let's just finish the piece and then we'll bring it back together. So the Gemara says, Amasai, when is it true? Meaning, who's considered as part of the Kat of Edom? Bizman Shehisu Bahen. Only a situation where the different Edom are giving the Hasra. You become an aid by giving the Hasra. That's the important. That's the moment of creation of a Kat, when they give the Hasra. Aval Bizman Shelo Hisu Bahen. If it's a situation where the people observing are not giving hasra, so we don't say they're a kat of edim, because what happens? The Gemara asks, "Ma yasu shnei achim ve'echad shiro be'echad shiarig z'nefesh." Let's say a family happens to witness a murder, and there's another guy there. So you have the one guy and the father of the family. So they're good edim, but the father's son also witnessed it. So now we say, since that family was present, so he becomes an automatic aid because he watched a murder. Not true. Only the ones who give hasra become part of the edim. So therefore, just make sure if someone's witnessing a type of nevera, that only the kashri edim are giving the hasra.
This is part of the machlokas. This is the last part, or everybody agrees that somebody is shoytek.
This last part is not part of the machlokas. This is just a continuation. Yeah, but this is a very complicated sugya. That you see, there's a long tosis here. In the bottom, we're not going to go through. There's a long tosis in the same exact page in the Makos. Not page, but it looks like the same page in Makos. And it's very, very involved here. This is very, very important of how to define a kind of edim. Is it shas ri'ya or is it shas hada when you give the testimonies? That's what tosis here in Makos discusses. Now, in the end, how does this connect to our sugya? So what exactly is the machlokas? So we said again before, the machlokas, whether 3 or 23, how is this relating back?
Yeah, only because of Mamonos. If you say that Mamonos is
Say Mamonos,
they're all or not, right?
Say Mamonos, all or not. So again, we're talking about a case here. If you found one of them karev a pasul, so you throw out, the question is whether you throw out the other ones or not. How does that impact 3 or 23, though?
I guess that you would have to go back to the laz or not. Because of laz or no?
Wait, let's see, here we go. Okay, so again, the case here, according to Ravina, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the third party is Nimsa Karva Pasol, and the rest of them, they saw a Shizinsa, that the woman was Zinsa, and he didn't give a Hasra. That's the case. He didn't give a Hasra. So according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir allows him to be Mitzarif to the other parties, and it's not a case of Dinin Nefashos.
Because he didn't give the Hasra?
Right, because he did not give Hasra. Exactly. He did not give Hasra here. So therefore, the other guys become the Adam, not this individual. So you throw that third guy out, and it doesn't become a Vedina Nefashos, and all you need is really three people. But since it never could amount to a case of Dina Nefashos, because Nims Echa Karva Pasol, we say throughout the rest of the book, and everyone agrees by Dina Nefashos. Nims Echa Karva Pasol, you throw them out. So Rabbi Meir said you can never come to a case of Dina Nefashos since one of the guys has found Karva Pasol. So therefore, you found one. If one guy was Karo Pasol, you could still have the other two guys to judge the case of Dina Mamnos. But according to Rabbanan, Rabbanan say you cannot mitzarif this guy to the other ones who were Pasol, and therefore, no, I'm sorry. Let's try this again. I said again, this guy Nimsa Echa Karo Pasol was the third guy who did not give a warning. The question, if he didn't get a warning, so do we hold to this din that in order to be an aid, you have to give the warning? That's the question. You have to give that hasra. So Rabbi Meir holds, if you did not give hasra, so then you're not considered part of the kad of Adam. And there, no, I'm not getting this right. Where's Rashi here? When did Rashi?
Well, was the Ve'emasai just qualifying Rabbi Shita? You had asked that before. Was the Ve'emasai at the end just qualifying Rabbi Shita, or both of them held that way? That is the third one that doesn't give hasra.
It doesn't make it so clear, but maybe this is just qualifying Shita's Rebbe here. That again, Rebbe said, Nimsa Echa Karo Pasol is only by Dine Nefashos, but not by Dine Mamonos. That's right, he says by both them.
Should I read this?
Yeah, let's read it. See what it says there, yeah.
Daf Machloket Rabbi Meir B'Chaim, he opens it in this way. Shechad Me'edei Haznut Nimsa Karo Opasu. Veshatak Velo Hitrava. So he had one of the Eidim, right?
Karo Pasol.
But he didn't do Asra. Sherevayu Sovar Kerab Yossi, Sheleolam, Bedine Nefashot, Edutam Betela. Afilu, Kesheloti Traba, Hapasul.
He holds that even if you didn't give a warning, you're still part of it.
Right. Ela Dinema Monot, Al Hefsetaktuva. Shenidonim, Beshlasha. Veilu Fahamim Savim Kerabi, Shehoil, Beshatak. ולא התרא, אין עדות השאר בטלה, ונהרגת על פיהם, ונמצא שיש כאן דיני נפשות,
So that's the case. So this machlok is when Rebbe says in the Brisa here that you have to give Hasra, that you need to give the Hasra to become part of the Edom, Rebbe Yossi argues on that point as well that you don't need to give Hasra. If you simply observe an event, you become an automatic aid. So that's the same thing here as well. The third party who happened to observe a maisi, observed this nus, but never gave a formal hasra. So according to Rebbe, since he didn't give hasra, this guy's not part of the Edom, so you can allow the other two Edom to serve as Edom, and it's
and
a capital punishment,
right.
It's 23.
The other one,
but, right. But according to Rebbe Meir, who holds that only three dayanim, he holds that no, even though the guy did not give hasra, he holds like Rebbe Yossi, you don't need to give hasra to be an aid. So that third party becomes the aid, a part of the kai. He happens to be a Karva Pasol, so you throw out the whole kind of Edim, and you can't judge on Dini Nefashos anymore. It then falls down to a case of Dini Mamonos.
Which is interesting, because in Dini Mamonos, you would say that they are okay.
Because Rabbi Yossi himself holds it's only Pasol and Dini Nefashos. So these two Machloksim are connected to each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Gemara now says two lines down on Tess Amud Beis. Another suggestion, we're not done yet. V'bais Eimel, alternatively, we could suggest the following is the machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Meir rather than Chachamim. This is already the seventh approach of what this machlokas is about. Kagon shehisu be'acherim v'lo hisu ba'edim. Other people gave the warning, but the Edim themselves didn't give the warning. So what's this machlokus? V'kimiflagi b'plugsa de Rabbi Yosi Rabban. Another machlokus, the machlokus that appears as well in Maseches Makos, the Tanan. The Rabbi Yosi Omer li olam eino nerag ad shehu pishne edav masinbo. That the hasra needs to come from the edim. Shenemar, as it says, al pi shnaim edim. The pi, the edim, has to come from the mouth of the edim. The hasra needs to come from the mouth of the edim. That's the shita Rabbi Yosi. But we paskin, the Chacham argue and say the Edom don't have to give the Asra. So Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah says three, because it's a situation where the Edom didn't give Asra, so you can't go through the capital punishment. Our Chachamim say, no, we don't care who gave the Asra. If there was a Asra, and if there were Edom, even though that's not the same parties, it's a good case, and therefore you would go to a case of a 23 for capital punishment. Now the Gemara suggests the eighth and final suggestion as follows. Ibai Zema. Kegon de ishkachosh bebedikos v'lo ishkachosh bechakiros. So it comes to the cross-examination of the Edom. There is a drish v'chakira and there's bedikos. The drish v'chakira are necessary. They're asking questions of what time and what place, various questions to know whether or not the Edom are telling the truth, and also so this way the Edom could be caught for it to be Edom zomim. That's why there are a lot of questions about time, because they have to know that Edom, if they show up, there's some level of risk involved in their testimony, that they, if they're told that this time, this date, this place, and Edom say, wait a second, you're with us that time, that place, they have to know there's a risk that they could be caught as Edom Zomim. That's part of the reason for Jewish Hakiros, according to some of the Rishonim. But what about Bedikos? Bedikos is just a third level, which is not necessary, but if you do ask questions of Bedikos, which are various questions like what color was the tree, what color shirt was he wearing, which is not so necessary, but if you do ask the questions and the Edom found to being contradicting each other, will that throw them throughout the Edus? Again, the Bedikos aren't necessary, but if you do ask questions of Bedikos, it could still lead to some contradiction. So what's halacha if the Bedikos are going to be contradictory? So the Gemara says, Kamiflagi bepluksa de ben zakai rabbanon. This is another machlokes. It's not in the Mishnah in Maseches Sanhedrin, I think this is. Ma'isa ubadak ben zakai ba'ukse te'enim. He was asking questions to the details of the figs that were being cut off on Shabbos, which again are not necessary for the Edus, but just trying to, he was doing Hitzila Eda. He was trying to ask further questions till he could find the point where they contradict each other and throw out the Edus to protect the Nidum. So that's only according to ben zakai that bedikos that are contradictory will throw out the Edus. And therefore, this case of the Moti Shemra, according to Rabbi Meir, who says only three Dayanim, he holds that they found the Bedikos to be contradicting each other, therefore it became only a Dini Mamnus case. But Chacham hold that no, Bedikos, you ask questions of the color of the figs and the types of figs, those are only Bedikos. And even if they are so to each other, that will not throw out the Edus, in which case for the Moti Shemra situation, it will still be a Bezdin of 23. Okay. Gemara now says, halfway down the Amud here. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Hevi habal edim shezinsa. If the edim, the Baal rather brings edim, that his wife was mezana, and then vehevi ha'av edim, vizimum le'edi habal. Let's follow what's going on here. The father then brings edim, that the husband's edim were edim zomimim. So what's the halacha? Edi habal, who are now edim zomim, so remember, the Baal was trying to accomplish two things. He was trying to have his wife killed and trying to not have to pay the ksuba. So now when his Edom are found to be Edom Zomim, so there's two things they should have to pay. They should have to pay, they should be killed for trying to kill her, and they should have to pay the ksuba for having her lose the ksuba. But since we have the concept, as we know, Kimle b'dirabi minei, we only give the greater of the two punishments, in which case they only get killed, but they don't have to pay the potential loss of ksuba. But now what happens before they actually give any punishment to the Edom Zomimim of the Baal, Chazer Vehevia Baal, Edom Vizimim Le'edi Ha'av. So now the Baal says, wait a second, your Edom, or being Mazim, my Edom, are really fake, and they're not really here. So now he unravels the Edom Zomim of the Baal, of the husband, of the father rather, and now the husband's initial Edom are good Edom. So now what happens to the Edi Ha'av, who are now found to be Edom Zomim? So now the Edi Ha'av neharagin u'mishalmin mamon. They have to do both. They get killed because they tried having the Edi Ha'av being killed, And also mamon, because now what happened was they said the husband, for being motzi shema, has to pay money to the father.
It's two separate
cases. So Rashi Gemara says mamon lezer unefash lezer. Since the nefashes are coming because of the eidim that eid baal, and mamon is becoming because of the baal himself, those are two different parties. That's when you would apply kimle b'dirabi mine. Exactly, so you don't. I'm sorry, you do not say kimle b'dirabi mine in that case when they're trying to accomplish two different people. Okay, now that itself, by the way, is a big machlokas whether we say that or not. Those are a lot of discussions. There's a lot of sugyas going on here.
If you've got separate cases, you still don't say
kimle. Right, exactly. It's talaya. It's a machlokas in the Gemara, and there's a lot of rishonim here to discuss. Whenever you discuss kimle b'dirabi mine, there's always two questions to try to keep in mind. Just the chakira. One chakira is whether or not it's an inyan of the bezdin, the ability to give out one punishment at a time, or is it an inyan of the person himself when he does a maisa, is that maisa defined as one or two actions? That's always maisa versus the bezdin. That's one point. And the second chakir to always keep in mind is when they give the greater of the two punishments, kimle b'dirabi mine, does that include the lesser punishment? Or no, the lesser punishment is pater. So the Ramban writes in the beginning of Maseches Makos, right in the beginning there, he says, when you give the greater punishment, it's ki'ilu you're paying as well. So when this person's chayiv misa and mamon, even though he's not actually paying mamon, it's ki'ilu who's paying the mamon. So it really includes the lower punishment. That's the sheet of the Ramban. While other Rishonim say, no, there's a complete exemption of the lower punishment. The misa is for misa, and the mamon is pater. Now, there are nafkaminas, but those are two things to always keep in mind when encountering kimle with the rabbi mine.
Interesting, the example it gives here for that situation, it talks about a mission by the Kama where a person burned wood that they took from someone else on Shabbos. But in that case, it says he only gets
Shabbos.
Skila.
But it's against someone else that he stole the wood from.
Right.
So I would imagine.
Very, very good. So part of that discussion when it comes to Mis Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh, that's when it's coming to two different people. When you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is Bein Adam LeMakom, which is Shabbos, and that it's in the mix, that's not considered a Mis Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh. But the Rishonim, I think the Gemara itself in Ksuba, so the third parak, Eil Naros, is the big area which discusses Kimle. I think the Gemara is there to discuss this point of, do you say that by Bein Adam LeMakom versus Bein Adam LeChavero? That's part of the conversation. Okay, let's do the last few lines of the Amud here. The Gemara says, "V'amar Rav Yosef ploni ravo leonso." A person testifies that he was sodomized by a person from behind. So then he says it was forced against me. So the din is who va'acher mitstarfin lahargo. So he and someone else is able to serve as an aid. He, even though he was the one who was the victim, he could be the aid along with someone else. Saw what was going on to kill the roveya because of Mishkav Zachar. So then the Gemara says, let's say the guy admits, the guy who's the Nirva admits, it was Raton, I allowed the guy. So then he's a Rasha who? That guy's called a Rasha. He's admitting he did something wrong and it's a Deraisa. So he's a Rasha. That Torah Amra al Tashes Rasha aid. You cannot allow a Rasha to serve as an aid, so we don't allow him to be an aid. And unless you find two other aids, then you don't kill the Raveya. But comes along Rava Amar Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, Ve'ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha. A person's a Karov. He's a Karov to himself. So now that he's testifying about what he was involved with, he's a Karov, and we throw out his testimony. And furthermore, a person cannot make himself into a Rasha. So look at the last Rashi on the page here. Rava Amar, Ein Adam Nisal Le'edis Bodas Piv. When a person admits that he did something wrong, he's involved in some iser, it doesn't disqualify him from being an aid. Why? Because the Adam Karov Eitel Atzmo, he's considered a Karov to himself. Hilkach Ein Adam Yachol L'Shem Atzmo Rasha. Since you're your own relative, you can't call yourself, you can't testify about yourself. So anything that you say about yourself, we just ignore. It's not considered good edus. Kolomar, Al Eidus Atzmo, we only know on his own testimony that he's a Rasha, but Eidus Atzmo ain't a Nasa Rasha. He cannot become a Rasha based on his own testimony. Sharei Torah Apostle Karov Eidus. He's a Karov to himself. So we ignore everything that he says. But yet still, we can Nerag Haroveya. Even though he says, I did it Britsono, his Eidus isn't good for himself, but it's good to testify against the Roveya. The Palginon Zibura Umehemnin Le Legave Chavre. We have this din, which the Gemara is going to get involved with tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow. I think they continue on this topic. Pagin and Debur, we could take a person's statement and separate in half and say, Ploni Rova, Ravo, that much we'll accept. The fact that he says Lertzono, we'll cut that part off and completely ignore that part of the statement, and we will accept his edus towards the other guy. We don't accept him with respect to himself, but we accept his testimony with respect to the Roveya. Now the Lashon of Rashi is very important. There's a discussion how Pagina and Dibur works, and Rashi is focusing very much on the Nemanus aspect, that we trust him, we could accept Nemanus. Maybe tomorrow we'll get involved with the Ketzos, but how Pagina and Dibura works exactly. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow, Mr. Shrey.